So, okay, like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? And it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? People came that like did not RSVP. So I was like totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, squish in extra place settings, and like people were on mismatched chairs and all. But by the end of the day, it was like the more the merrier. And so if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians.
Wow. You guys talk like grown-ups.
Oh, well, this is a really good school.
Mr. Hall was way harsh. He gave me a C-.
Well, he gave me a C, which drags down my entire average.
Hello? There was a stop sign?
I totally paused. You try driving in platforms.
Oh, should I write them a note?
Ew, get off of me. Cher's got attitude about high school boys.
It's a personal choice every woman has got to make for themselves.
Cher is saving herself for Luke Perry.
Cher, you're a virgin?
I mean, I'm not prude. I'm just highly selective. I mean, you see how picky I am about my shoes, and they only go on my feet.
Nice stems.
Thanks.
What the hell is that?
A dress.
Says who?
Calvin Klein. I'm gonna be
What are you doing? Yo, you're getting on the freeway! Get out of this lane!
You go, girl.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Whatever. Did I miss something? Is big hair back?
Amber, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
Well, there goes your social life. I'm gonna be a supermodel.
Hey guys, it's Chris.
And I'm Jack.
And we watch movies.
Sometimes.
This week we decided to watch, based on listener request, Clueless, and this episode is gonna be a little different than usual.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. I'm going to try to say everything that happens at the beginning, and then we're just going to talk about other things.
This is mainly due to there being a lot of scenes in this movie, and I don't completely remember, even though I watched this yesterday.
Bruh, same. There's so many scene changes, because we usually take the scene by scene, talk about funny things, but this would be too long.
It'll be too long.
And the movie's only an hour and a half. How are that many scenes?
I don't know. But we'll get to that and how I feel about it only being an hour and a half long.
We will. So this movie follows this girl named Cher, who's clueless. She lives in Beverly Hills, California, is the only daughter to this like rich lawyer, and she's having trouble at like school with her grades. So she decides to with her friend get one of her teachers to hook up with another teacher to get better grades. Then she realizes that, you know, she's missing something of her own. She's missing a relationship. So she starts looking for a relationship. And while that happens, a new girl comes to school, played by Brittany Murphy. And she tries to get her a relationship. And that leads into a whole bunch of issues. Cher ends up with this, like, gay guy who named Christian. But they don't really end up together. Brittany Murphy becomes, like, terrible. And she's not terrible. Paul Rudd's in this movie as her stepbrother.
And then Paul Rudd appeared.
He's her attractive stepbrother.
Nice.
This is decades ahead.
Innovative, really.
Honestly. And, you know, eventually Cher realizes that, you know, like, she likes her stepbrother and stepbrother likes her. And they get together in the end. Happy ending. There's not really a coherent way to, like, describe this plot.
I mean, most of the movie is just Cher talking to us.
Yeah. Like, it's based off this book called Emma by Jane Austen about a young girl and, like, kind of, like, romantic comedy kind of stuff. But, like, that's what it is. It's like a young coming-of-age story with this teenage girl named Cher dealing with stuff.
Is it a really coming-to-age story? Like,
yeah, not really. It's just...
It's not really a romantic comedy either. It follows, like, no guideline for being a romantic comedy.
Yeah. Well, it's based off one. It's called Emma. Yeah, I know, guys.
Maybe we should have gotten a woman to help us out with this one.
Damn it, Jackie.
Damn it, Jackie. I can't control the weather.
Ah. Stay tuned for our 70 show watch along.
Oh my god.
Goodness. But yeah, so that's the general plot of this movie. I gotta say, just off the bat, just random things. Love that Donald Faison's in this movie.
Turkleton.
Exactly. He plays Murray, Stacey Dash's boyfriend.
He's funny in this.
He's hilarious. This was his first, like, film role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is what, like, started his career. And this actually goes into some funny things that I did some research on. Apparently, there were, like, two other people that applied for Paul Rudd's role were Zach Braff.
No way.
Yes. Because this movie was made by the director.
He's not nearly handsome enough, though.
No, he's not. He starred alongside Natalie Portman in something called Garden State, but that's whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
This movie was written by Amy Heckerling. She's the director of also another famous teen movie called Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Of course.
Yep. And this was really made to be a TV show, but the people at the studio loved it so much they decided to turn it into a movie at Paramount.
Do you think it would work better as a TV show?
Funny enough, it was also a TV show right after this.
Oh my lord.
That also starred Donald Faison.
I did not know this.
I do. It started like almost all...
We're too young to know that.
It started like the whole cast besides Alicia Silverstone, the girl that played Cher, and Paul Rudd. Because this was like both of their first movies. I think before this, Paul Rudd had done Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, and a Nintendo commercial.
The best one.
Yes, the one with the incest plot. And
wait, are you talking about Halloween or Clueless?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh no, Step Bro, I'm stuck in Oh god.
Trying to control myself with all those jokes I was thinking about the entire time I was watching this movie.
Oh my god. That's one of the things that's like really weird with this movie is the fact that like even from the beginning you're like, oh my god, they're like shipping her with her stepbrother because Paul Rudd is like he's her stepbrother from a previous marriage. And I like that the stepdad's like, you divorce like, you know, women. You don't divorce the kids or whatever. I was like, that's nice.
That's respectable.
Exactly. He's like, I'm still like his dad. So, like, you know, I'm still going to be there for him and stuff.
Yeah, because his other dad is... Other stepdad sucks.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Apparently, I don't think he's that fond of his mom either. Like, there's a scene where, like, the mom's calling. He's like, don't say I'm here.
I'm not here. I'm in a meeting.
But yeah, dude, but another weird thing, too. I think Stacey Dash was, like, 28 when they filmed this.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty good casting, then.
No, dude. Because she plays the best friend character, Dion. And also Donald Faison, hilarious thing. He was, like, already starting, like, to have, like, male pattern baldness at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And his teeth were really messed up. And he's like, I don't look like I'm in high school. And he was only 21 when they filmed this.
Well, it's a good thing they added braces to him.
That's why they did it. They put the braces on him, and then that's why he has, like, a hat on at the beginning, and then they just shave his head during the movie.
That's also a weird thing, where his girlfriend is like, that's it, I'm calling your mom. And he's like, no, wait! No. It's like, your mom's gonna know when you get home, like.
Dude, exactly.
How are you supposed to hide this? A hat?
It's a very weird thing.
There's lots of weird things that go on during this. Speaking of which, remember when Cher got assaulted and her shit stolen in the middle of the movie?
I thought you meant when she got assaulted in the car. You mean outside with the gun.
Right, the assault that followed the first one.
So yeah, Cher, like, she was trying to set up this guy, Elton, with Brittany Murphy's character, but Elton's not into her, he's into Cher. So, he tries to hook up.
This is another weird thing. Because Elton asked for this picture of Ty, and then for some reason, you know, well, Cher's like, well, obviously he likes her, and, you know, everyone thought that, because, you know, he has a picture of a certain girl in his locker.
Ties Brittany Murphy. And yeah, because he has the picture of her, but he's like, no, I have the... Exactly, I was like, he took so many pictures, why would he take the one with Ty in it if you're not interested in her? Then he has the weirdest thing, he's like, Ty's, like, poor. Cher, like, why would I be with a poor girl?
I actually don't know what his problem is. I don't think he ever says that she's poor or something.
He insinuates that.
Mm. He's like, me and Ty, like, we like, don't make sense. But you and I, Cher, like, we make sense. Yeah. Like, what? What is happening?
It's this man going repeatedly for this move. He's like, he tries to make out there, like, 3 times.
He tries it, like, 5 times.
And then, like, she gets out of the car, and he's like, come on, get back in the car. You're not gonna, how are you gonna get home? She's like, no. He's like, fine. He just drives off.
He dips. And she's like, where are you going? I'm so confused.
Bro, and then she gets, like,
she's immediately robbed.
He tells her to get on the ground. She's like, this dress is, like, too nice to be underground, basically. And he's like, I'm gonna shoot you in the head.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, he's gonna shoot you in the head, like. And then it's very strange. She calls home without entering any quarters. I checked. Into this payphone. Calls Paul Rudd. And she was like, I was just robbed and assaulted. Can you come and get me? And he's like, fine. Like, he's not like, oh my god, are you okay? Like,
sure, I'll be there. What? So, no, none of that.
Like, none of that.
Fine. He brings his, like, girlfriend or something, or some chick, like.
Right. And then, like, Cher schools her on Hamlet or something?
Yeah, no, it's the 90s.
Is that a 90s thing? When did the last Hamlet movie come out?
Sometime in the 90s.
Probably.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I do think it was the 90s. It starred a guy from Fish Called Wanda. But I don't know. But yeah, this movie, it has so many weird scenes. And then, like, after that, like, Cher sees, like, Paul Rudd kiss or whatever, the girl that he, like, takes home. And then she's like, man, I need love or something. So she starts looking for love, and that's when, like, Christian hits the scene. He's this new kid around. And, like, he's saying stuff like, hey, yo, what's the skinny on the clams around here? And I'm like, what?
Word?
Dude, like, he dresses like he's from the 50s. He talks this weird way, like...
To be fair, they all kind of talk in a funny way.
They do, but I could see the other kids, it's like 1995 in California. I'm assuming it's... Have you ever watched any of those, like, weird 1990s teen shows, like USA High or Saved by the Bell?
No.
They all talk like that.
Why?
It's very disturbing.
I don't like it. I know what they're saying, but I don't like it.
Next time you're real just intoxicated, anyone listening to me right now, look up USA High on YouTube and watch one episode. It's all on YouTube.
This is the best show ever.
TBS should have never canceled it.
Should still be running today.
It was perfect. It was beautiful. It was amazing. USA High. All right, Clueless. So yeah, she's, like, infatuated with Christian. And, like, they, even though he's given off all these very obvious signs and, like, that he's gay, because he's gay. Christian's gay.
I actually didn't see it at first.
Ah, you didn't?
No, it was only when he came back to her house, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I mean, the way he, like, strutted into her house the first time he went over there, I was like, oh, like, he's, like, the cockiest dude on the planet, like. I only started getting vibes like that when he's like, hey, I'm gonna hang out with the band after. Or, like, the roadies. Who wants to hang out with the roadies?
I got it when he brought up something about her top. I was like, I know what they're doing here.
Ah, yes, of course. Mm. Well, I also cheated because Real Good told me this is an LGBTQ movie, so...
Oh, it's very positive LGBTQ with that kind of stuff. But yeah, and like,
Except for Donald Faison's rant.
Well, yeah, because, like, she, like, does all these things. Like, she tries to show off skin. She invites him over to watch a movie after they go out one night. And, like, she's trying to, like, play footsie with him and, like, make a move. And he gets the hint. And he's like, I'm gonna go.
I'm really tired. And then, I could make you coffee. I have ulcers. Oh, my God. What an excuse.
It was the 90s, man. He couldn't say I'm gay.
That's illegal.
But then, you know, the next day she's driving with Dion and Murray, and she's talking about it, and, you know, Murray's like, man, that dude is, like, you know, like, sniffing the sugar. That man is, you know, packing the fudge. That man is, you know, like, gay. Like, he's like...
He goes on a really long and pretty funny rant about it.
It was the 90s. This was one of the most hilarious things. He's gay.
Gay?
Oh, God. And she's, like, devastated. But then they just become best friends.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Christian has a pretty cool scene right after that.
Exactly.
Where these two freaks are taking Ty and putting her over the edge of this balcony at the mall.
And they're laughing about it. Like, ha, 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 ha.
And everyone's looking at them like they're psychopaths.
Yeah, Christian rushes over, pulls Ty to safety, and, like, harasses these guys, and is like, what the hell? And I was like, they don't usually do this with gay characters in 90s movies, like...
Right, he's being, like, a tough guy.
Exactly.
Maybe it's the leather jacket he just got.
Exactly.
Nice.
Well, yeah, I like that they portray him that way, like, you know, he's not, like, overbearingly gay or whatever, like, he just likes fashion, and most likely likes guys or whatever, and...
He also really likes art.
He also really likes art.
He was saying things that I did not understand what he was talking about.
Oh, no, yeah. See, that's one of the things I disagree.
See, this is a more transitional piece. What does that mean, Chris?
Well, and the two movies that they watch, too, are, like, very important on the LGBTQ community. Like, the Laurence Olivier movie that they're watching, it's actually a scene where Laurence Olivier's character is being propositioned for homosexual sex.
Oh.
Yeah, the writer peppered that stuff in case no one got, like, you know, Donald Faison's cleverly written scene.
He's gay! In case they didn't catch that.
Guess they didn't catch how cleverly that was hidden.
Oh, God.
Goodness. And then also, just another random thing. When they did this movie, Paul Rudd didn't originally want to be his character. He auditioned for Christian because he was like, he thought that'd be cool. He was like, oh, cool, this is a well-written gay character, and he thought that'd be interesting. Of course, it's Paul Rudd. And then the other role he applied for was Murray.
Word?
Word. Because he thought Murray was just like... like, this, like, kid that was just obsessed with, like, hip-hop culture and everything. And, like, in an interview, he's like, I didn't know he was black. Like, just thought he was, like, liked hip-hop. Like, imagine Paul Rudd saying Donald Faison's lines.
That'd be ridiculous. And be so funny.
What's your problem, woman? Like,
hey, woman, can I have $5?
I was very worried about Murray's character at first. I was like, oh, God.
I think my favorite line in the whole thing is, you're a virgin who can't drive.
Has a line ever hit any harder?
That was brutal.
Right?
That is such a harsh insult.
This is because, like, Ty was basically asking Cher to, like, hey, can you hook me up with your stepbrother? And she was like, I don't think that's a great idea. So she gave that retort, and it devastated Cher, obviously. And then for some reason after that, Brittany Murphy just is better.
Yeah, she's the new popular kid. Well, she's, like, Lindsay Lohan.
Well, yeah. Well, it's because of her near-death experience. I love this. Somebody was like, were you there at the mall with Ty? Didn't, like, a bunch of, like, Latino gangsters or something come up and, like, try to, like, kill her?
What?
Like, no, it's not. Yeah, she becomes a new popular girl, but, like, they instantly make her, like, terrible because, like, in the movie, ties into this guy, Travis or whatever, the skater dude.
And skater dude.
Skater dude. Played by Breckenmeyer.
The best actor.
We're going to do Road Trip one of these days, aren't we?
You mean Rat Race?
Well, we do both. You know Road Trip, knockoff American
Pie. Oh my god, yeah. I completely blocked that movie out of my mind. Oh no. I forgot he stars in that movie. No.
Bro, that movie screamed 2001. Even more than Rat Race.
To be fair, Clueless screams 1995, like, not even 1995 could do.
Bro, exactly. The only thing that could have made it more 1995 is if Ghostface popped out.
What's that?
Wait, wrong movie. Sorry, it's all in the same set.
Oh my god.
Better movie, Clueless, but in the background there's just Ghostface deaths. Like, characters just go missing. You're like, oh, what happened to...
Like, you know those scenes in Scream where Ghostface is just creeping around in the background? Or even better, going back to the Halloween thing.
Yes.
Michael Myers is just in the picture somewhere. No one notices.
No one acknowledges it.
What if they did that and we just didn't notice?
Every character that just went missing. Oh, God.
Clueless is actually a psychological thriller.
Interesting enough, that's how Alicia Silverstone got the role. She was in a psychological thriller before this movie with, what's his name, Cary Elwes, about basically Lolita. She was like this 14-year-old girl obsessed with this older man, and the director saw the movie and wanted to give her the role. Before that, the other options were Sarah Michelle Gellar, because she was on
Source.
Yep. And another...
The usual suspect.
Exactly. Like, Kerry Russell from, like, Felicity. There was another big name that I can't remember, but, like... Because Alicia Silverstone was a completely unknown person, but, like... The set, for some reason, the production were, like, do whatever you want. That's why, like, a lot of these people are, like, unknown people she just found.
I can't believe you have this much knowledge about this movie.
I kind of knew going into this, I was like, I'm not going to be able to talk about this plot. I will not be able to coherently go through this plot.
This movie is very confusing.
It is. It's not something that... It doesn't have a clear linear plot or even, like, theme, really, besides... It's just teens in the 90s. Like, I've never read Emma, so I'm guessing it would make more sense if I had, but...
Right, there isn't... There isn't really, a struggle or anything until, like, the third act. There's no, like, real confrontation or anything.
Yeah, because
like,
you think at the beginning it's going to be, oh... Her grades aren't the best, so she's gotta like, it's gonna be all like getting this teacher, these two teachers together, and somehow also on the side, her bringing her own romance life together. No, she fixes that within like 15 minutes of the movie. Like, the teachers get together, her grades are better.
Yeah, by getting her teachers to bang each other.
Exactly.
Hilarious.
And that fixes everything, and then she's like, then she starts wanting to basically do, she calls it like philanthropy. She's like, I help those people. That's why she becomes friends with Ty, because she wants to help Ty. And then she wants to help herself. And then she feels sad because Ty gets popular. Oh, man, I don't know. Man, this movie is, yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's a weird one. I don't necessarily think bad. It's just...
So, going back to this whole, it was an hour and a half thing, I was like, literally watching it, and I think I paused it around 55 minutes in, and I was like, when does the plot start?
I paused it like 52 minutes.
I was like, what am I watching? Like,
dude, exactly. I was like...
Also, it's like any other, like, teen, like, in-school movie, but without any of, like, the fun parts.
Or like a real plot to attach to.
There's no drama or anything, like...
Exactly.
There's no coming of age going on here, like...
Yeah, I mean, like... Stacey Dash, Dion, has sex off-camera with Murray after they almost get into that car crash, and her and Ty connect over having sex. But, like, the big more...
She's Heimlichly challenged. Also kind of a good line. Stupid, but... Funny.
One of the things I noticed as I was watching was It's another one of those movies where the dialogue's actually pretty important, because they do have a lot of, like, funny, kind of smart lines like that. Like,
they are a bit quippy.
It's very quippy. That's what kind of reminded me of Scream in a way. I was like, very quippy. 90s movie. And I was like, Then I was like, I'd rather be watching Scream, but I digress.
I feel that pretty much with any movie I'm watching.
We could just do that plot from memory.
Hi, it's Chris, and I'm Jack, and we're watching Scream, starting in the middle of Clueless.
Surprise.
Surprise, Sydney. How many references to Scream do you think we made with all these episodes? Besides actually doing Scream 5.
I think we referenced Scream like every 2 to 3 episodes.
We're not obsessed, you're obsessed.
The Scream movies made us do this.
A podcast.
One day this podcast will be infamous. I mean famous. Oh, God. But there's also something else I remember. There's also a few other weird casting choices. Oh, Zooey Deschanel was also applied. A bunch of random actors applied for these.
Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah.
How old was she in this?
Bruh, I know. That's what I was wondering, too.
She actually probably was in high school then.
Yeah, well, it's like Brittany Murphy was 17 when she did this. So Zooey Deschanel was probably like 16 or so.
I would think that she'd be even younger than that.
Oh, well, I mean, we could look into it. Zooey Deschanel, how old she is.
But then again, she's one of them that looks young constantly.
She was in a movie. The next movie I remember her in was like, what was it called? Oh, yeah, she's 15.
My God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you had some actual high school age people that applied for these roles. Like, Brittany Murphy's mom was actually on the set when they did all the filming because she was 17.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
These aren't the teenagers from Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're not all 25 at least.
All don't look older than the teachers themselves.
The Flash Thompson, that movie looks so old.
If you keep talking, you're gonna fail this course.
Man. Goodness gracious.
I don't know what else to say about this movie. I don't know. It doesn't really resonate with me in, like, any capacity.
Don't know either.
It's just not relatable in any way.
No, it's not. It's not relatable.
Except for Breckenmeyer, kind of?
Sort of.
Kind of?
I can't relate to much. I have issues with, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, when the plot's this hard to get your hands around, it's like, I can't really get into discussing the movie because, like, and the scenes aren't so outlandish I can, like, just start breaking down scenes or just rant about scenes, so.
There's nothing really crazy that occurs, like.
Exactly. It's just a teen comedy from 1995. It's a quintessential 90s movie. I mean, it's a super 90s movie. Also, didn't it kind of feel like somewhere between, like, a Nickelodeon movie and, like, an MTV movie?
A little. Well, it felt more like an MTV movie.
I'd say more like an MTV movie, but, like, you know, it was very calm. Like, I'm guessing it was, like, PG-13. I don't know what the rating was of this movie.
Watch it be, like, PG.
It could be. Because it's very PG-13.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But see, that's why, like, because, like, it's not even, like, you know, like, Election. You know that movie?
Yes.
That feels much more MTV. This feels a lot less. Like, this feels like the edgiest thing you could find on Nickelodeon.
Didn't I get you to watch Election?
You did.
Also, Election's weird.
Election is weird.
It's very weird. And there's an actual plot to that movie.
It is.
It's just bizarre.
I like that movie a lot.
So do I. It's so gross, though.
I love how everyone has, like, this headcanon and they're all, like, have monologues.
Like, in reality, American Beauty is probably grosser, but that movie's so much better than Election.
Yes. Oh, God. I think we've run out of things to talk about with Clueless.
So Cher's, like, 15 or 16, right?
Yes.
And Paul Rudd in this movie, not only is he 25 when he plays this role, but...
He's in college.
You'd assume that he's probably decently into college.
Yeah, I mean...
So what do you think he is, like 20, 21? That's kind of my assumption.
Maybe. I don't know. That's why with the whole costume, I was like, at youngest, he's probably 19. That's the absolute youngest he could be playing. And Cher is 16. So she is still not legal by any means.
I don't know what the law is in
California. Well, you know, it's a land.
It's probably 18, I'd assume.
Probably is, but, you know, in my mind, California was forsaken by God a long time ago. But, you know, that's just me.
Ronald Reagan?
Yes. Come on, man. Wildfires, floods, mudslides, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Crack.
It's the new Sodom. Yeah, no, that was another... It's a weird thing, because, like, it's like, not only are they step-siblings, but... It's this weird age difference.
He seems like he's way older than her.
He feels way older than her. Because, like, when I was reading it, I was almost thinking it's like, oh, you're in, like, you know, law school or something. No, he's still in, like, undergrad. Hasn't decided on what kind of law he wants to do yet.
He is pre-law, for sure.
Yeah. But they don't exactly say how old he is. They definitely say that she's 16 near the end of the movie. Very weird.
That makes it okay, right? That's for you to decide.
Hey, dude, it's like Wild Things.
Weren't they legal in Wild Things, though? Weren't they 18?
I think technically, yeah.
Wait, we probably talked about this. I don't think they ever specified their age.
Nah.
You probably just assume that they're like 18, though.
There may be one scene where they say it on like a news thing, but... I feel like they added it in post because they're like, this is kind of off-putting. How old are these girls?
You're correct. It is off-putting.
Oh, God.
How is the dad okay with this? Like, they're openly dating at the end of the movie. How can the dad be possibly okay with this?
There's a weird scene where Paul Rudd is, like, very uncomfortable that she's going out with Christian or whatever, and he's like, I should go check up on them. And Dad's like, yeah, sure, go for it. And he, like, looks off at him and he smirks. And I was like, I don't know whether that's you being like, ah, he's a caring brother, or, ah, I want those kids to get together. Because I'm like, you're his dad, and you're also
the second option is very weird, if that's what he's thinking.
See, that's like, when I saw the look, I was like, this is a very off-putting look to give him. Because it's like, I don't know whether he's just thinking he's a good big
Cher
brother.
Cher has that weird scene with her dad, too. Where she's like, this boy doesn't like me. And she's not specific. She's talking about her brother the whole time.
Yeah.
Step bro. Yeah. Oh my God.
I think that's one of the things, because I never really, this movie's come on randomly on TV before and stuff. And I've never really given it a shot. This is the first time I've really given the movie a shot. But I always knew that this was a plot thing of it, whereas that she falls for her stepbrother. And that there's this age difference, too. Very weird thing, I think, for this movie.
So Paul Rudd is in the kitchen. He makes a sandwich for himself. And he puts the mayonnaise on the turkey.
Yes.
What a freak.
He also uses one slice of turkey.
What a psychopath.
Bruh.
And then he doesn't put anything away.
Yeah, he didn't.
Why are these the things I remember about this movie? It's because there's no plot!
I was used to get this movie confused, the 2002 movie Get a Clue. It's another random movie about a girl. See, because this is called Clueless, that's called Get a Clue. That's that one.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, the other one has Lindsay Lohan in it. And they're not the same. The other one's like a mystery or whatever. More plot than this movie. It's a Disney movie.
It really did remind me of Mean Girls, but like not fun. Or funny.
Not funny. Yeah, it wasn't...
Well, it was funny sometimes, but it wasn't fun.
It didn't have a distinct plot to link it. Like, that was the problem the whole time I was watching. I was like, what is her drive? Like, her drive is, like, to get her grades better, then it's to help people, then it's to find love, and it's to get with her stepbrother. Yeah.
Remember when Breck and Meyer brought a bong to the food drive?
Remember when Breck and Meyer joined AA?
And forgot what the club was called?
Joined this club, and there's, like, you know, these steps, and she's like, are there 12 of them? Yeah! Like,
how'd you know? A wild guess.
Cher's mom died during a botched, like, liposuction.
Classic.
And also, Cher's not, like, dumb. Like, it's one of those things, like, there's a small line where she, like, got, like, a 90 on her, like, geometry quiz or something, where it's like, oh, she's, like, a smart girl.
Well, some of the things she says are smart. Her speeches in debate class are so dumb. They're ridiculously dumb.
They're terrible.
Very frustrating to listen to.
Yes, but she's clearly like a girl that wants like self.
How did she even get a C in debate?
Teacher could be nice. Not terrible in English in high school, my dude.
I was as well.
I got a B in Mr. Armstrong's class that I did not deserve.
I mean, this is just speeches, though. Like, I never gave a presentation or speech that sounded that ridiculous. I don't think.
Well, Jack, she's also, speaking 90s teen, which, I'll be honest, did seem like a different language at different times.
So Cher is in this debate with her arch nemesis, Amber, who's also her friend or something.
Yeah.
And Cher says something really stupid for about 30 seconds, and Amber is like, "That's so stupid, I refuse to respond. If she isn't going to do the assignment, then I'm not going to do this." And they both sit down. I was like, well, then you both just failed. Like,
damn it. But Jack, no one's paying attention because for some reason everyone's on their phones in 1995 but not calling anybody. I was like,
There's one guy in the back who's calling someone.
Yeah, one guy, but the others are just tapping their phones. They're not texting. Like, they're not texting. I don't think that's a thing yet.
I also thought it was kind of a funny gag that in every classroom scene, Eldon always raises his hand and always has some excuse to leave. My foot hurts. Can I go to the nurse? Such a dumb gag.
Yes. Eldon and Amber get together or something. At some point.
Yay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it, man. I don't think we got... Do you got anything else you want to...
No, I'm just talking out my ass now.
Yeah.
Of things I'm starting to remember.
We're just padding the length, like Weekend at Bernie's.
That movie was fun, though, Chris.
Yeah, I agree. It had a plot I could attach to. Yeah, so Clueless... Quintessential 90s movie made in 1995. If you like teen movies or like have a real interest in 90s culture, I think this is a good movie to watch. It's not bad necessarily. It's just hard to like follow or talk about coherently because there's a lot of funny dialogue and stuff and nice little bits or everything. It's like, and it's quick. It's an hour and a half, so like I'd recommend it. Not one of my favorites, but you know.
I don't know who I'd recommend this movie to.
That's
if
fair.
You haven't seen it already, I don't know how people our age could really enjoy this movie. Who's obsessed with 90s culture?
I don't know.
90s culture is weird.
It is, but it exists. People are obsessed with 2000s culture.
But that was cool.
All right. I'm going to give Clueless a 5 out of 10.
I'm probably going to give it, like, a 4 out of 10.
Fair. So, yeah. This is the podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jack, I think.
Thanks for listening.